Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Today is Thursday of the second week of Lent, March 9th, 2023, and the feast of St. Francis of Rome. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard, on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you. Each time we delve into the scriptures, for your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are fighting themselves, being targets of the vicious culture of death, that our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons, that God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement. In any way, with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the new age errors of our times, that God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road. That is, the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Remember your people and have mercy on us, Lord.
Our daily readings, March 9th, 2023. Thursday of the second week of Lent. Reading 1 from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season. Excuse me. But stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord, planted beside the water, that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More torturous than all else is the human heart, beyond remedy. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merits of his deeds. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Not so the wicked, not so. The wind drives away, for the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously every day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his wounds. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, my child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours. or from your side to ours. He said, Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. He said, Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. And Abraham said, If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
St. Francis of Rome. Francis' life combines aspects of secular and religious life. A devoted and loving wife, she longed for a lifestyle of prayer and service. So she organized a group of women to minister to the needs of Rome's poor. Born of wealthy parents, Francis found herself attracted to the religious life during her youth, but her parents objected and a young nobleman was selected to be her husband. As she became acquainted with her new relatives, Frances soon discovered that the wife of her husband's brother also wished to live a life of service and prayer. So the two, Frances and Venosa, set out together with their husband's blessings to help the poor. Frances fell ill for a time, but this apparently only deepened her commitment to the suffering people she met. The years passed, and Frances gave birth to 2 sons and a daughter. With the new responsibilities of family life, the young mother turned her attention more to the needs of her own household. Frances collapsed from the strain. For months, she lay close to death, unable to eat or move or speak. At her worst, she had a vision of Saint Alexis, the son of a noble family. Alexis had run away to beg rather than marry. After years of begging, he was so unrecognizable that when he returned home, his own father thought he was just another beggar and made him sleep under the stairs. In her own way, Frances must have felt unrecognized by her family. They couldn't see how she wanted to give up everything for Jesus. St. Alexis told her God was giving her an important choice. Did she want to recover or not? It's hard for us to understand why a 13-year-old would want to die, but Frances was miserable. Finally, she whispered, God's will is mine. The hardest words she could have said, but the right words to set her on the road to sanctity. Saint Alexis replied, Then you will live to glorify his name. Her recovery was immediate and complete. Lorenzo became even more devoted to her after this. He was even a little in awe of her because of what she'd been through. The family flourished under Francis' care, But within a few years, a great plague began to sweep across Italy. It struck Rome with devastating cruelty and left Francis' second son dead. In an effort to help alleviate some of the suffering, Francis used all her money and sold her possessions to buy whatever the sick might possibly need. When all the resources had been exhausted, Francis and Venosa went door to door begging. Later, Francis' daughter died, and the saint opened a section of her house as a hospital. She had the gift of miracles and ecstasy, as well as the bodily vision of her guardian angel. Wow. Wow. She had the gift of miracles and ecstasy, as well as the bodily vision of her guardian angel. Wow. Had revelations concerning purgatory and hell, and foretold the ending of the Western schism. She could read the secrets of consciences and detect plots of diabolical origin. Francis died 4 years later. Her last words were, "The angel has finished his task. He beckons me to follow him." Saint Francisca, Romania, founded the Olivetan Oblates of Mary in 1421, a religious order for widowed women that cared for the poor and sick. Despite her piety, she had a dark side too. She was known for her unusually harsh mortifications, including whipping herself with metal chains and burning herself with animal fat. Well, Frances became more and more convinced that this way of life was so necessary for the world. And it was not long before she requested and was given permission to found a society of women bound by no vows. They simply offered themselves to God and to the service of the poor. Once the society was established, Frances chose not to live in the community residence, but rather at home with her husband. She did this for 7 years until her husband passed away, and then came to live the remainder of her life with the society, serving the poorest of the poor. In 1925, Pope Pius XI declared her patron saint of automobile drivers. Oh, that would be awesome. That's good, especially women drivers, right? There you go. Because of a legend that an angel used to light the road before her with a lantern, keeping her safe from hazards. Wow. That is amazing. Canonized in 1608, Rome, Papal States by Pope Paul V, Major Shrine Church of Santa Francisca, Romania, Rome, Italy. And the feast day is March the 9th, the patronage of Benedictine Oblates. Automobile drivers, widows, yes. Canonized in 1608, Rome, Papal States by Pope Paul V. And thank you, Lord, for the stories of these saints. And could you imagine your guardian angel appearing to you this way, like this? Wow. Well, even though you may not see your guardian angel like St. Francis here did, but we know our guardian angels are with us and praying for us. That is, thank you, Lord, for the gift of our holy Catholic faith. And we pray for America. We pray for our country. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy. We pray for our holy church. We pray for families. We pray for children. We pray for those, for their innocence and their protection. Protect our children, O Lord, and Mother Mary, a queen of heaven, but are also spiritual mother, and how you love the children. Oh, yes. Thank you, Mother Mary. And Jesus, you too. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. So I also pray for the prodigals, those who have abandoned their holy faith, that they will find it and come back, and to come back. But we pray for those who have been misled or fallen into a rabbit trail. And we pray for those, and I pray and dedicate for those who have addictions, whether it's drugs or whatever that addiction is. We pray for deliverance, Lord. We pray for deliverance. And thank you for these holy saints, like St. Francis of Rome. Thank you for her life and her desire and struggle. And sometimes we struggle as well. And what a great role model that St. Francis of Rome is. She struggled greatly, and she dealt with life, and she kept you at the source of her heart, Lord, regardless of what the situation, whether family, and that's important for all wives out there, and parents, to make your life a life of prayer, whether it's in your home or whether you have Bible studies or rosary groups or whatever the situation might be. Thank you for the example of St. Francis of Rome and those and these great and precious saints, these holy saints. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, the most holy sacrament of the altar. Make the Mass the center of your life. Yes. And go to confession. When you go to confession, the Lord, you receive a judgment of mercy that our Lord will honor. When you stand before Jesus at that time, when you stand before him to face his justice, with you will be, and he will honor that mercy that he bestows upon you in the confessional. So go often and avoid mortal sin. Avoid mortal sin. Those living in mortal sin are like the walking dead, and they have to be redeemed from that. And there's only one way to do that, and that is to return to God with your heart, mind, and soul, and to go and run to the sacraments, the mercy seat. The confessional is the mercy seat of God. And it is there that you receive that judgment of mercy and that absolution. That's the Lord's way. So let's do it his way. And so, yes, pray for forgiveness. Oh, yes. And Our Lady asks us to do that too in the rosary. So let's do that. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you, and I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. So, all right, and since we're in Lent, and how beautiful this time of the year is. And Donna Corey Gibson, as the Stations of the Cross in song, and it's the best you'll ever see or hear. And so I love to, after these shows, to play to share one of them, to share. Once I find it here, but I'll get it right here. So just hang on with me. I promise. Well, I'm doing my best. But our holy Catholic faith, it is so important for us, for parents to hand on our faith the Holy Catholic faith to our children, no greater gift. And now we are there. So, I will share the fourth station of the cross by Donna Corey Gibson.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his Holy Mother.
She was there to dry your eyes the first time that you cried. She was there again to hold you in her arms. She was support for your first steps and to lift you when you fell. She's the heart that grew to love you so well. And there she is, to see you once again. No words are even spoken, her eyes reveal pain. Your most holy mother, with a sword of sorrow in her heart, when you walk by, one last time, she was there. She was there in the crowd, all the people pushing round, and you said that she should have. Tried to walk in her direction, to steal another glance. One last time, one last word, one last chance. And there she is, to see you once again. No words are even spoken,
there.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And let us close as we began, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And y'all have a great day today. Today was Thursday, the second week of Lent, March 9th, 2023, and the Feast of St. Francis of Rome. And what a beautiful story. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Amen. And may the Lord's blessing be upon you and his grace flow into your hearts for conversion. Have a great day. Good day.